It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Well, Black Friday and Cyber Monday are in the rearview mirror, and I guess that means the holiday shopping season is officially in full swing. For retailers, it's the most crucial season of the year. But as the retail landscape continues to change and once-beloved stores go out of business, there's more pressure than ever on the remaining traditional retailers to get it right. We're going to have a conversation with a retail expert today about what's at stake for these stores and businesses this holiday season. For you, where will you be doing most of your holiday shopping this year? In a store or online? Are there certain retailers that you plan on visiting? For sure. What will be bringing you there? Some sort of sale price, selection, something else? Will you be shopping at a store you're worried is going to go out of business? 800-642-1234. 800-642-1234. The number to call to join the conversation. You can also find us by email at ideas@wpr.org. or tweet us at WPR Mornings. John Talbot is Associate Director at the Center for Education, Research, and Retail at Indiana University's Kelly School of Business. John, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, John. Thanks for having me on your show.
The last couple of years have seen some serious upheaval, to say the least, in the retail sector. And yet, one constant remains. The holiday shopping season means big business. Just exactly how crucial is this season for retailers?
Well, for the majority of retailers, and especially when we think of traditional retailers that we visit more frequently during the fourth quarter, it's incredibly important. Many retailers do as much as 40-50% of their business during this time period. So, you know, the term Black Friday, at least one of the myths associated with it that I think is anchored in some truth, is that that was the first day where retailers actually started making money, because for the rest of the year they were paying rent but weren't doing that much business. And it was really during the fourth quarter and holiday season that they finally got into the black in their ledger and became profitable. So that mythical truth remains quite important today, so incredibly important for them.
Well, let's put a dollar figure on this. How much money are American shoppers expected to spend this year?
Oh, I saw a number something close to $750 billion during this quarter, and expected increases in sales of about 4.5%. Now, that's across all sectors of retail, but it's a big time of year from a shopping perspective.
So we're looking at we're predicting about a 4.5% increase over previous years?
Yep, that's from the National Retail Federation, which is a noted authority in this area. They forecast every year, and that's down about a little bit from last year, where they forecast about a 5.3% increase, I believe. But still, compared to the last 5 years, we're looking at what would appear to be a pretty robust holiday spending season.
And what does that say about the economy as a whole, then?
Well, I looked at some data the other day, John, and, you know, I was just doing some personal investigation for my 401k. And in every midterm election since they started tracking them, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has gone up. So, you know, I think there's a lot of positive things going on in our economy. We have probably the one, you know, sort of headwind, well, probably two headwinds that we see are, you know, the uncertainty around tariffs that we're retailers are having to deal with, and other members of our economy are having to deal with. And then also headwinds around interest rates remain a concern. And so I think there's some I think the season will be good. I think we're looking at what happens next year for many of these retailers.
Mm-hmm. So Black Friday and Cyber Monday have taken place. What did we see in terms of sales for those two big days?
Cyber Monday, biggest day ever, according to Adobe Research, which does a lot of coverage on that. And Amazon reported their largest day ever for Cyber Monday, and they're expecting to do probably over 50% of all online sales in the United States. So far, the first 5 days of the shopping season have gotten off to an excellent start for retailers.
John Talbot is Associate Director at the Center for Education, Research, and Retail at Indiana University's Kelly School of Business. You can join our conversation with John Talbot at 800-642-1234. Let us know what your holiday shopping plans include. Are you going to be visiting brick-and-mortar stores, traditional retailers, or are you going to be doing your shopping at home? Or maybe it's a mix of the two. And tell us why. What goes into your decision about where to make your purchases for the holidays? John, as we're in the midst right now of this holiday shopping season, is this are there retailers for whom this is really a do-or-die situation?
Well, some are already dead. We're seeing the artifacts, what's left of them, and that's Sears and Kmart stores. That financial entity will cease to exist after this year. We may see the names again at some point, but what you're seeing in those stores is just a clearing out of inventory to create as much cash as possible to settle the obligations that the company has right now. So that company's finished. David's Bridal is also in bankruptcy, and the stores that are conducting business are doing so in a wind down sort of mode, and we won't see them again after this year. And you know, I think there's some other traditional retailers. I mean, Penny's has been touch and go for a number of years now, and I think they'll make it through the year, and they certainly need a strong holiday season to continue to garner interest from investors. There's always a few though that unexpectedly decide at the end of the holiday season that there's no reason to go forward, and some of those I'm not sure we have visibility to at this point.
Well, are there some specialized stores or places that sell only a certain kind of item more at risk here than some of the more traditional retail spaces?
Not that I really see particularly, John. The business around anything to do with electronics, I think, was under tremendous pressure a number of years ago. But you know, companies like Best Buy have really embraced digital commerce, and their biggest store today is their website, and they're not going anywhere. You know, they're a collaborator now with Amazon in some areas, and so I don't think we, you know, I'm not sure that type matters. Every business needs to be capable in digital commerce today, regardless of the particular type of consumer that they're courting or the products that they sell. And those that are, I think, will continue to enjoy success as they adjust the mix between their brick-and-mortar stores and what they do in terms of digital commerce. And those that don't are going to continue to struggle and probably in the long term won't make it.
All right. We'll continue our conversation with John Talbot in just a moment. John is Associate Director at the Center for Education, Research, and Retail at Indiana University's Kelly School of Business. We're wondering what your shopping plans are. Maybe you've already done all of your holiday shopping. Well, tell us where you did it. Did you go out on Black Friday and brave the crowds and mix with everybody and do your shopping there? Did you do it from the comfort of your own home on your computer or a smart device? What are your plans going forward? Going to be visiting the local mall? And how's that going to work for you? It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Well, it's make or break time for a lot of retailers as the holiday shopping season is in full swing. We're talking about what's at stake here. 800-642-1234, that's the number to call to join our conversation. Where are you going to be doing most of your holiday shopping this year? In a store or online? And are there certain retailers that are must-visits for you? What will it be that's bringing you there? Tradition, sales, selection, something else? And are you worried that some of the stores you like to shop in will be going out of business? 800-642-1234. Email us at ideas@wpr.org or tweet us at WPR Mornings. John Talbot is Associate Director at the Center for Education, Research, and Retail at Indiana University's Kelly School of Business. John, what strategies are retail stores employing to convince people that they should come out and shop rather than just order items online?
I think that they've gone back to kind of tradition, John, and the tradition, if you think about a store, the purpose of a store historically was to, show goods, display goods, transact. Provide information about products, and then to store inventory. And if you think about stores today, we don't really need them to be warehouses for inventory because they can ship from their e-commerce warehouse and have it at your store the next, or at your door the next day. And we don't really need them to transact because increasingly companies like Amazon are creating transaction-free stores where you simply come in with your app fired up and are able to leave without talking to anybody. And so, to me, what that means is that retailers need to focus on experience in the store. And when you go to a store, the reason that you would be there is because the associates in the store have expert information that help you make a better product decision. Or it's fun that you go in there and there's something that they're doing within the store, some sort of unique product experience or some sort of a unique experience around entertainment in some other form that makes it interesting. Because otherwise, we can just go online and lower our transaction costs and take care of that without having to get in a car and be cold and carry a bunch of bags around. So I think it's really more focused now that brick-and-mortar retailers are focusing on the experience that you have in the store and trying to make it fun or educational or both.
Well, let's talk about that experience a little bit, because one of the things we've seen, particularly here in Wisconsin, but it's actually affecting the entire upper Midwest in a way, when the Bon-Ton Stores group went under, a lot of malls lost major anchor tenants. Between the Boston store and Yonkers, for example, that's a lot of dark space in our shopping malls. What does that do for the experience of holiday shopping?
That certainly makes it more challenging in those malls. and I think what we're seeing in terms of, failures is there's malls or shopping centers today that are doing incredibly well. And then there's some in the middle that maybe when you look at the stores that were anchoring those malls in the first place, they weren't the absolute top of the heap in terms of anchor doors. And, when they failed, they took the mall with them. And so those B malls, I think those are places that are tough right now. And, if you look at the best shopping center managers today, they are working to either unload those B malls and sell them to different entities that can find creative things to do with those large spaces. And they're certainly not building any more B malls at this point. So mm-hmm. I completely agree with you. When you have a situation like that where an anchor goes dark and there hasn't been sufficient time to find a new use case for those end caps of the mall, if you will, that makes the shopping experience less exciting for consumers. Now, I will say that often the developers for those malls are very creative, take those big spaces and open a Whole Foods or open some other grocer experience or break it up into multiple smaller locations, but that doesn't happen overnight. It takes time.
Holiday sales and discounts tend to be the biggest ways to get customers in the front door, and yet with some of these businesses really struggling just to pay the bills, how viable is that strategy?
Well, in the cases of those that aren't going to be around after Christmas, that strategy is the only strategy they have. It's not a sustainable strategy at all. When you look at retailers that have solid balance sheets today, the the value items that they've developed for their customers are something that they work on hard throughout the year. They go out and partner with their suppliers and collaborate to build valuable items that they can promote during the holiday shopping period. And they do that and are able to get the type of gross margins that they need to make that sustainable in the long term. But when you see, you know, the stores that are not going to be around, those are essentially just liquidation sales. So they're just trying to convert that inventory into cash, and that's certainly not a sustainable strategy.
John Talbot is Associate Director at the Center for Education, Research, and Retail at Indiana University's Kelley School of Business. We're talking about how important this holiday shopping season is to traditional retailers. A lot of challenges for them in this new shopping landscape where we don't even have to leave our homes to do our holiday shopping. But for many, the experience itself is kind of the goal. You mentioned stores creating experiences to drive traffic. Couldn't some of these strategies that they are used to develop more traffic during the holidays be implemented throughout the year?
Oh, certainly, John. I think that when you look at what they're doing in the fourth quarter, I mean, obviously, I think many of these stores have tested some of these strategies prior to this key holiday season, and then deploy them during fourth quarter. And, you know, to the degree that they work, that might be something that they implement throughout the year. Macy's, for example, has partnered with Facebook to create some pop-up locations where small Facebook vendors that sell their goods through Facebook's app and direct traffic to their websites via Facebook's ability to target consumers very in great detail, down to you know, consumers of almost one, if you will. And Facebook has partnered with Macy's to display those goods in several Macy's stores. And I think the rationale there is for Facebook, it gets visibility to their capability as a merchant. And for Macy's, it gets new and exciting stuff into their stores. And so that's a partnership that I could envision going forward in, you know, on a consistent basis, where we see the Silicon Valley partnering with traditional retailers in unusual ways to create value for their customers.
And we have to mention that this is the first holiday season in a long time without Toys R Us, and toys, a huge part of holiday shopping. Does this open up an opportunity for other retailers, and how are they going to take advantage of it?
Well, I read Amazon was reporting on their Cyber Monday sales, and a significant component of that was toys. So, yes, it has created a space for competitors. I think a lot of that is going to take place through online sales from various folks, but yeah, anytime a big competitor like that goes by the wayside, it creates opportunities. I'm sure Walmart will also be capitalizing on toy sales during this period. So probably those two probably are the two entities that will most benefit from the demise of Toys R Us.
So, but, you know, you can't take your kids to Amazon and have them sit on Santa's lap and take a picture. I mean,
that's true.
That just not going to happen.
The shopping center and do that, though.
Yeah. So when all the dust settles from the holiday shopping season, what are you going to be looking for in terms of trends and numbers that will tell you how we did?
I'm interested to see what the final ratios are in terms of online versus brick-and-mortar sales. I think there's been so much discussion over the last years about, you know, the demise of brick-and-mortars. And certainly we continue to see fallout from some companies that were not particularly well-positioned. But I think that we're seeing more of an integration between digital and physical retail. And I expect that, though, we'll see growth in e-commerce numbers. I think, you know, the rate of growth will be somewhat slower. And there's going to be more focus on these integrated experiences of using digital mechanisms to enhance the shopping that we undertake in physical stores, and vice versa. where the digital experience is enhanced by an ability to create a physical engagement associated with that digital experience in a real-world environment. So I'll be interested to see where that shakes out as we move into the new year.
So what about you? Are you going to be doing your shopping online, or are you planning on visiting the local mall?
You know, John, it's been interesting. I actually was with my daughter several days ago, and she's 12, and we needed to get a winter coat for her, and we chose to go to our local downtown shopping center area, which is a town square. I live in a fairly small town. We went to a local retailer here that does a great job of having associates that are very knowledgeable and always sort of an interesting assortment that's been curated by these folks that have been in business for a long time. For that particular use case,
John, we have to leave it there. I'm sorry, we're out of time. Okay. John Talbot, thanks for joining us this morning. It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. Stay tuned.